Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Vibes with Talia and Alexis.
We're back.
We're back.
Again. For another vibe check. Okay. We don't need to bring Eminem into this so quickly.
We have to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show.
Do we?
I didn't watch it. So
millennials are fucking obsessed with it. And I'm like, that was underwhelming. But okay. I'll let them have that. I'll let the LA have that.
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, I'm from LA. I guess we won.
Mm-hmm, you did. Well, I'm from St. Louis, so I guess we won as well. Because the Rams moved from St. Louis to LA 6 years ago.
You think I know that? In what world would I know that? I just know, know is that my dad texted me and said, or he called me and said, we won. There's sirens going off. I'm like, was LA playing? I guess so.
This is so humiliating.
I'm actually very proud of myself.
I love the Super Bowl camaraderie.
Yeah, I like sports.
I love to sit there. I love to see what's going on.
I'm just glad that I don't pretend. I used to pretend to be watching the Super Bowl and to care about sports. Like
you
for boys.
Pick me?
Oh my God. Major.
Is that your villain origin story?
Yeah. Oh my God. I have such a villain origin story for you.
Oh, I was okay. The biggest pick me of all. Oh, that's humiliating. Mm-hmm. Okay. Welcome back to the Bad Vibes podcast. I'm Alexis Barber.
I'm Talia Lickstein. So this is episode 2 of Bad Vibes. Remember that our new episodes come out every Thursday. So make sure you're subscribing and you're following the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
And do not forget to leave us a message on the Bad Vibes hotline. The phone number is 212-287-5244. Or, you know, put that in your caller ID, your contacts, put that in your contacts.
Yeah,
call
you
us
should.
Up whenever you have an issue, because truthfully, we have the answers.
That's a good idea. You should save it under like emergency or something. Save it as an emergency number and just call it whenever you're, I don't know, right after a breakup. Call us when you're crying.
I want to hear you when you're in the thick of it.
Yes. Oh my God. That would be so great. Yeah. Save the number for sure. Mm-hmm. Delete your boyfriend's number, delete your ex's number and save that number and just call us when you're drunk. But
precisely.
What else? What happened with you this week? You're stressed out, aren't you?
I'm so stressed out. This week has been a lot. I have a lot going on at work. I'm going to LA next week for work, but I'm going on vacation this week, so that's why it's so stressful.
Right. Okay. You know? You're going to the DR.
I am. Precisely.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited. I can't wait because I like, there's two types of vacations in this world. There's the ones where you like explore places and you know you're on your feet all day and it's like you need an itinerary, that type of thing. And then there's vacations where you do nothing. And I've never gone on a vacation where I literally do nothing. And that's right. My plan is to drink margaritas and take thirst traps the whole time.
I've never been on a nothing vacation either. I've always, my family was a big museums and events vacation family. Like we always went to historical places,
right?
Which, you know, I'm grateful for, but like we didn't do many. I've never been to Hawaii. I went to Mexico once. Like we never did tropical. We never did relaxation vacation.
They wanted to culture you.
Oh, for sure. And they did, but you know, I hate museums.
I don't want
to
do it.
And I don't love lying on a beach, but I prefer that to staring at art that I don't care about. So I would love to try that as an adult. I think that'll be a big priority of mine. I think to go on relaxation vacations for sure.
Well, I'm thrilled and I cannot wait.
And good for you.
I'm excited. What about you? What's the tea?
I went to Fashion Week this week.
I'm so upset about this.
It was so fucking boring. I truly don't know why I was there.
So explain to people what the difference between like Fashion Week is and like just a designer's show.
You're asking, you could not have asked a worse person. I have no fucking idea. I literally don't know. I don't know how many times a week or how many times a year this week happens. I don't know why it happens or where it started. Do you?
Obviously, I'm like halfway a fashion influencer who was not invited to any Fashion Week events. So we're not doing very well.
Oh, shit. Here. Okay, there's beef. I didn't realize you were that interested in fashion. I thought you were more lifestyle.
Have you ever seen my outfits before?
I look at all of your videos. I've watched all of your videos.
Anyway, I mean, I didn't want to go to fashion. I can't go to Fashion Week because I'm not here and I've had work. But I'm kind of like confused by it. I was invited to Fashion Week in September. Because it happens twice a year, right. September and February. But then, like, apparently all the influencers are saying that, like, they weren't invited into it until, like, 2 days before.
I was invited a week before, not by any designer in particular. Mm-hmm. They knew not to invite me. Like, they knew. They reached out to the people who represent me and said, do you have any clients you want to go?
Yeah.
And literally verbatim, the manager, I said, I don't want to go. Manager was like, you can make the funniest video about how you don't know what to wear.
Correct.
And how you're going to go to Forever 21 and buy something and then walk in like that.
Forever 21? Is it 2009?
Okay. I'm thinking cheap stores. I wound up buying something at Urban Outfitters Sales Rack.
Nice.
And I went to Fashion Week like that. And you know what?
But you looked good. I was really proud of you.
I thought I looked good. Thank you. See, I appreciate when you said you were proud of me. That's a good use of the word.
Good.
Proud.
Thank you.
You said you were proud of me in something. I did something in a field that you are knowledgeable about. Correct. Thank you. That means a lot. I thought I looked pretty good too until I got there. And they had me seated. Okay, so they told me to get there 15 minutes early. I'm never early to anything, but I was nervous today. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll get there. And I showed up 15 minutes early on the dot. I text a person. So my little point person, Dane. His name was Dane. I loved him. But he brought me into the place and he sits me down right in the front. Oh my God. I nearly had a heart attack. I could not believe. I'm sitting there with my Doc Martens. I'm like, really? I thought that they wouldn't see my feet.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking I'm just going to be in the back somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fashion influencer. They don't even put the fashion influencers in the front because people get so mad about them being there.
Yeah.
Valid. So I was in the front row, but then, then this woman comes along and she's wearing a half black, half white, like Cruella de Vil vibes, but a wig made out of crystals.
Oh.
And a like half of her dress is a suit, a tuxedo, and the other half is like a wedding dress.
Oh my God.
She's wearing a heeled open-toed shoe on one leg and dress shoes on the other, men's dress shoes. It was amazing. I was blown away. And as soon as she walks in, they tap me and they go, we're gonna have you move down a couple. And then after they move me down, this other woman comes in and she's wearing like this crazy, I don't know, something else that's like bizarre.
Absurd, yeah.
And they've tapped me, maybe down a couple more until I'm seated next to this woman, Catherine, who's wearing tennis shoes. And she's from New Jersey. She's like, I'm a fashion columnist for a very small magazine in New Jersey. And I just come here because I get invited and it's kind of fun, but I never dress up for it. I'm sick of it. And I was like, thank you for sitting next to me.
So you found your people.
I found my people. And we were way in the back. Or we were in the front, but in the back of the front.
Well, good.
Yeah, thank God. Oh my God, I hope they didn't see me on my phone the whole time. I was just like vlogging and stuff. Girl. I wasn't even looking at the dresses or anything.
Well, I'm glad that you went.
Yeah, no. It was a good experience.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it again. I don't think I ever will. Don't recommend.
Don't recommend.
You should go if you're interested in it.
I'm more interested in like the parties than I am like the outfits because it's like at the end of the day, like I can't afford that. Like,
right.
Yeah, so sometimes like, okay, we'll see it, but I'm more there for the clout. I won't lie about it.
Oh, it was really cool to like tag New York Fashion Week in the location of my Instagram. You know, Don't get me wrong.
It's a cool moment.
Oh, it felt good. I just wanted to go and do that once. And now I can always say that I attended that. I don't have to ever go again.
So you're not verified on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm not. That was something that we were just talking about before we pressed record. And it's it seems to have shocked the room.
Thanks for being so upset.
So I'm not verified.
Like, let's talk about why you think that is.
I learned recently that your account has to be in good standing for at least 6 months in order to get verified. It doesn't matter how many followers you have. I have been growing for 6 months, but I have not been in quote unquote good standing because I get banned almost every week. Hasn't happened in a while. Usually also when I get banned, my videos go under review, but then I contest it and they get restored. It's more that they're just getting reported a lot by men who I upset. So the videos usually get restored, but the ban remains. So I can't post for a couple of days or a week, or I can't comment, stuff like that. Mm. And that happens and it means that my account isn't in good standing, so they won't verify me. But also, you need a lot more press and stuff. That's the main thing that you need to get verified. Mm-hmm. So my name has to like show up a little bit more. But no, amount of followers doesn't mean you get verified. However, at this point, I've got the press and I've got the followers.
Yeah.
So like, it's kind of a joke that I have.
But why do you get reported so much?
Because, okay, half my videos, I piss people off a lot and mostly men. And I guess the way that TikTok works is you can just report and report and report people. And if they get enough reports, the video will go under review. And
even if it's not bad.
But, and then a lot of times it'll come out from under review. They'll agree with me and say, yeah, this is fine. But I still got a ding on my account. So yeah, that's why I haven't been verified. And it sucks. I wish I could get verified. It would look really cool. But I want my little blue check.
TikTok is very difficult to work with.
I know. We'll see. We'll see. Hopefully one of these days. But are you verified yet?
No.
Why are you not?
Because I have like a tenth of your followership. And but also I don't get a lot of impersonations.
That's true. But you get invited to a lot more stuff than I do.
Brand. But that's because I have a TikTok guy.
Yeah. Oh, I also don't have a TikTok guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not in the creator program.
Yeah.
Which
you're not.
Those of you who know.
Well, I'm not in I left the creator fund because it's.
Oh, I'm in that.
I'm not in that because I thought they were suppressing my videos, but.
Really?
They're just doing that anyway.
I like it. Yeah. No, can we talk about that though? You're in something called Black TikTok.
Yeah. There's like a program at TikTok called Black TikTok and like I'm a part of it. So you get like a guy. And you get invited to like events and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so last week they had one for Black History Month, which was a meet and greet with Nicki Minaj with Black TikTok.
Right.
And there's only like 300 people in the Black TikTok group of like the Black creators. Of the 300 people, only like 50 Black TikTok got in. And the rest of the 400 people were like non-Black people who were like taking up a lot of space in the Nicki Minaj event that was for Black creators. Right. So it became this whole thing that was like, it was an overall uncomfortable event to be in. But then afterwards, Black creators were pretty like upset about it and they kept posting about it. And they were like, this is so frustrating. Like most of them who had like over 1 million followers, like couldn't even get into the event, let alone like actually speak to Nicki or actually like ask a question because some non-Black people were there like taking up space. But they also, like, then the non-Black people had the audacity afterwards to be like, yo, like, Black History Month isn't just for Black people to remember Black history. It's for everyone.
Oh, that is such a dumb
cop-out. Isn't that just,
out.
Like, a quote, most absurd
Who came
thing
up with that?
Some non-Black person. And so he posted that, and everyone was like, you have to be fucking kidding. Like, this was created. Like, why do Black people have to share everything? Like, Black people are TikTok. Like, when it comes to culture, when it comes to dances, when it comes to, like, literally sounds, like, please. Right. Like, so it was a crazy last week, honestly, to be honest.
But didn't you say that they shut down TikTok for
a little bit? So the day that all this happened was Tuesday, February 8th, right? On Tuesday, February 8th, after all these Black TikTokers were posting, like, this is such a mess, this is such a mess, nobody could post on TikTok for, like, hours. Like, every single video was under review for, like, 15 hours, like, 10 hours, whatever. Like, I had a brand deal that I needed to post that day, and I couldn't post it, like, because literally, like, everything you would post would get, like, zero views.
Right.
So I think that TikTok was, like, suppressing creation at that point because they were getting so much bad feedback about the event that they had just put on. Like, these are people with like millions of followers were posting about this situation and like shitting on TikTok, and so I think they just wanted to minimize that press. But that's a conspiracy theory and it's alleged, so
that makes perfect sense. I get banned every time I speak ill of TikTok, which is really fucking creepy.
That's terrifying.
I made a video once. I learned very early on when I started getting banned that I couldn't make a video after I was unbanned about getting banned, because then that video would get banned and I'd be banned for another week and at risk of losing the entire account. So I made some video, like, they took down my video, and the guy, usually I get banned for responding to men who are bullying me, like who are saying terrible, vile things to me. I use those comments in as like fodder for comedy. So I respond and then my video gets taken down. For comedy. I do it for comedy. And my video is the one that gets taken down. So I obviously want to talk about that and say, why are they protecting these guys? And I'm not even allowed to say their names or show their faces or else I'm called out for doxing, which is against TikTok guidelines. So I make a video saying like, why is this considered doxing? Why is this bullying? And they took it down for saying that TikTok was doing something. If you use the word TikTok in a TikTok.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, time for a vibe check. This week's vibe check will be Kanye West's psychotic break.
Mm-hmm. Well, what psychotic break is this for him? Five? Number six?
I think we're in the double digits at this point, truthfully. Like,
I don't think it's funny anymore.
It's honestly not.
I see a lot of people posting his images on their stories, like reposting whatever, using it as a meme, tweeting about it. And trust me, like I'm not going to play holier than thou and say I don't laugh about it too. Mm-hmm. And that I don't wish that I could have a shirt that says all these captions on it. You will never meet my children. But
an
ex still,
over Pete Davidson.
It's
in that
so fucking funny. But at the same time, I don't think it's really funny anymore. I think that this is the type of thing that we're going to see this in a documentary in 20 years when he is out of rehab and has gone on this long journey of rebuilding his mental health. And he's going to be talking to us in this documentary about how it's just like Britney, like the media drove me crazy and I had mental problems to begin with, which he did.
Yeah.
And I went down this rabbit hole and you guys all just laughed and you played into it. You bought it and you made me a meme. I really think that's what's going to happen. I feel bad for him, but at the same time, like, I don't know why there aren't more people. The people around him are not good.
No,
because they're just
not
feeding him to the cameras. Yeah. They're not stopping him. They're not getting him any help. Like Kim always says, you know, he's not okay. This isn't okay. He's damaging our children's lives. Put him in a facility. Like
I feel
he's
like
not
they
okay.
must have tried though. Like I feel like if the 10 plus years that they were probably together, maybe it was less than 10. I don't know. Like she probably tried and that's probably why she has to get a divorce.
Oh, of course.
But then I was thinking there also could be like, I feel like this is too sensitive as a situation to say like, oh, they're doing it for PR. But for the divorce particularly, I remember there being something about Kanye being in debt and Kim and like them getting divorced so that like Kim wouldn't be responsible for that debt. And this type of like public anarchy that he is like engaging in would be very clear grounds for a divorce and would like help her get out of that divorce a lot easier.
Right.
So I think that there could be like, he could be quote helping her in this if like you want to get deep into like the, you know, conspiracy theories about it. Mm-hmm. But in reality, he probably is just has PTSD and bipolar disorder and it's not being treated properly.
It's really not. And it's hard to say that this isn't funny and be a person who also, you and I sit behind these microphones and we talk about celebrities and gossip and we make fun of them. And I get it, but I don't think there is a line. And like, this is very blatant, unhealthy behavior. And, you know, I just like, I can't laugh at it anymore. Like, I don't think these Instagram posts, he has children. I saw somebody, who was it? Ray J? He said something about releasing.
Girl, what's that man doing in this conversation?
Okay, I'll get to it. He said, Kanye said, I'm going to release the second sex tape that Kim made with Ray J. He said, I am in possession of a second sex tape. Why he would have it, I don't know. I don't think this exists. She said it doesn't exist, whatever. Ray J finally gets on Twitter. Oh, he's so mature. He gets on Twitter and says, can this, all
so
he
mature,
says, he's so
Ray
mature.
J.
Ray J, Mr. Sex Tape Ray J. Also, this family has like really screwed his family over, I believe.
Precisely.
So I don't know. Their whole families are like, they have a lot of issues, but Ray J gets on Twitter and he says, this needs to stop. I have children. Like, that's it. That sums
that's
it all
you
up.
Have to
that's
say.
All you need to say. They have kids. They all have fucking kids. They need to stop this. It's not like funny anymore. I thought Ariana and Pete were messed up and weird when they were doing this whole public breakup and whatever.
No, but
they don't have kids.
Yeah, I even think the way he's just posting, like, this is like just trauma for these kids. Like,
right.
You're just watching it play out in real time. And I feel like celebrity kids definitely need to be like, I don't know, like considered in all of this. But at the same time, like, he's kind of using them as pawns to get, I don't know what he wants back. You know? Like, I don't understand like what he's so focused on. Truthfully, but I do feel like people are like saying like that Kim Kardashian made him more than he made her, and I do think that's false. That is one thing I'd like to say, because like I feel like she wasn't a real celebrity until she started dating him.
Oh no, I think that's legit. I think that
he's holding that over her as part of it, but people are saying like, no, that's not true, and that's just because they've forgotten how much Kim Kardashian was shunned before she was like right. with Kanye.
Well, all three sisters do not really become legitimate celebrities, respected celebrities, until they're dating an artist who has their own fame. Because they all grew off of one person's fame in that family, and it was from a sex tape. It's not from art. It's not from even makeup or their businesses. It all started from something kind of illegitimate. So they have to go and date an artist in order to be legitimate. That's what Courtney is doing now.
And they have to contribute something that's supposedly new to society, but like their newness that they contributed to society was just like copying black culture and like dating black men and having mixed babies, and it was just a whole mess. But like that to like mainstream pop culture was seen as like something new, but in reality it was kind of all stolen. But then they switch. You can see the switch up very clearly. Now they're all dating skinny white boys.
Right. So no, they're completely switching the whole brand. It's all about these weird, pale, blonde,
reducing the BBLs.
Men.
Yes. It's over. Yes. We're going back to that.
But can we discuss the Julia Fox situation?
God.
The Julia Fox of it all?
Yeah. I mean, I was his muse.
I was Josh Safdie's muse.
So, yeah.
When he wrote Uncut Gems. Like, you know what I mean? It's just stuff like that.
I want to know what the casting was like for Kanye's GF. Like, I want to know what the PR strategy was. I'd like to have the documents. I'd like to have
I think they cast the perfect person. By the way, listeners, let it be very clear how we're wording this. It's not his girlfriend. It's his casted girlfriend.
Casted.
She's playing
PR
a role. People tend to think that there are more real relationships in the celebrity world than there are. This is not real.
No.
Keet.
You made it.
Keet and Kim are also probably, I think that they probably have sex, but no, I don't think that they started off real.
Do you think they have sex? I can't imagine.
I don't want to think about it, but I think that it probably happens. Or at least, you know what I think they are? They're really good friends and they're like getting along. I do think that he's actually taking her on these dates and they're having a good time. But no, they're not like, they didn't meet one day and decide to be together.
Exactly.
Their publicists got together and said, how can we shift Kim's brand, make her look younger? And then how can we get Kanye to look younger and like he has a life and like he's moving on from Kim, even though he literally says every single day
that he wants to be with her.
To quote his Instagram from literally 2 days ago, quote, God, please bring our family back together.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Julia Fox gets on Call Her Daddy. Did you listen?
I didn't listen. I don't support that woman.
I only watch the TikToks of it. But
same. I love those girls who do the breakdowns for me. Yeah.
It was tough. She couldn't answer a single thing.
I mean, I hear that she also, like, they didn't focus on, like, the right topics, I guess. Like, they talked about her being, like, a dominatrix in sex, and I guess that podcast is supposed to be a sex podcast, but
I wish it would stay a sex podcast. She can't interview for shit.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like I feel like overall, like, Julia Fox is a plant and she's not giving me anything interesting. Right. Like, we could have chosen someone else. Like, we have one person. We have this random girl with one movie. Like, come on.
Right, she's been in one thing.
She's been in one thing.
You know whose take I want on all this? Mm. Adam Sandler.
Precisely.
I want to know what he has
Precisely.
To say about
Where
Julia Fox and what she, the fool she's making of herself and of him,
Adam,
by talking about this movie, which was a masterpiece, by the way.
Yeah.
And she's going around like, this is now what I associate with Uncut Gems.
Is this
every
crazy.
Single thing about Uncut Gems? It doesn't have to be. Everything has been about Julia Fox. Mm-hmm. I want it to be about Adam Sandler. He hasn't gotten any attention for this.
I know, but he's fine being rich and like.
I know,
dressed.
But he was snubbed from the Oscar. You know what
correct,
I mean?
Correct.
I
love him. He'll come back. I want him to have an Oscar.
I really, really do.
Julia Fox just, like, she bores me. Ugh. I mean, I need someone else to root for, and it's definitely not Kanye's white girl Rita.
She infuriates me. I'm sorry.
But yeah, did you know his mom died from liposuction?
Yeah, you didn't?
No, I just found that out. Yeah,
she died from elective surgery, which is so sad.
And then you date the queen of liposuction?
Wait,
and then you marry marry like the queen of liposuction?
Yeah, that is kind of fucking weird. Like, how is he okay with that?
It's like it's trauma, man.
He is so messed up. I'm sorry. Like, can we please start a petition? Someone help him.
Precisely.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
All right, what's our next
hotline?
Oh, yeah. So did we get some calls?
So last week we told you all about our bad vibes hotline.
Mm-hmm.
And we got some voicemails. And one of them is actually reacting to our Valentine's Day discourse.
You're kidding.
Apparently. So let's take a listen.
Hi. So my name is Maya and I am from Ohio and I'm also 23. I have a quick question because you guys talked about buying lingerie for a man that's not your man. I've been seeing this guy for 5 months and we are not official, but I do not want to date him and I don't think he wants to date me. I think we are just using each other for company and like we actually care about each other. We just don't want to put a title on things because I have commitment issues. But he's also 32. He's taking me out for dinner for Valentine's Day, but do you think I should buy lingerie for him on Valentine's Day for the both of us? Let me know if I am doing girlfriend things. I don't think I am, but like I said, we've been talking or fucking whatever for 5 months. We do girlfriend and boyfriend things. I'm a piece of shit. But anyway, what should I do? Should I buy him lingerie? Thanks, girls.
Oh my God, I wish I could get to her sooner.
Oh, I hate that we're too late to answer this. Sorry. All right. Well, we'll see what. Maybe call in and you'll tell us what you did.
And it'll match what we suggest.
Yeah, because we're too late. It's Valentine's Day right now.
At this point in your not relationship, I feel like you're buying the lingerie for you, not for him. So I feel like it makes sense to do it because you like want to feel sexy at your dinner. Does that make sense?
No, that makes some sense to me.
Well, but it does suck that he didn't buy it.
I'm a bit confused because she is so confident in the fact that they are not together and she does not want a relationship with him. I assume that's because maybe the age difference, whatever. Trust me, I've been there.
5 months.
They've been together for 5 months.
You've been there.
But 5 months. And she's saying we don't have any sort of, you know, we don't want to date, but we do girlfriend, boyfriend things. We have an emotional attachment. We go out to dinner. He's taking me out for Valentine's Day. I mean, you don't want to put a label on it. Fine. But you're emotionally invested in each other. Just, I know it's not necessarily the question. Just remember that. Like, you tell yourself you don't want a relationship.
But emotional investment in a label protects you in certain situations. Mm-hmm. So like I say a label of boyfriend, girlfriend is sort of like marriage. You get married so that you can have protection of your legal and financial assets, right? When you decide to put a label on something, you're protecting your emotional assets. Because if this man decided he was going to take some other bitch out for fucking Valentine's Day breakfast and then you out for Valentine's Day dinner, you'd obviously be hurt and you may not want to continue your little like fucking situation, right?
Exactly.
So when you put a label on things, that's when it helps you. But since you're not putting a label on things and you're about to spend your money, like think about that as like a sunk cost. Like now that you're spending your money on this thing, it means you're kind of invested in it too, but like you can't be mad long term, you know, because when you have labels, you have more defined like situationships, and without that, now your emotions are just sort of like fucked,
right? By giving up the idea of a label, even if you think you don't care about a label. Like, you're the type of girl who, like, you don't care that you're not called girlfriend. It maybe it really truly doesn't matter to you. By giving that up, you're giving up your power.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, like, sort of a power play to have the label and have that ball in your court to be able to like have that justification. So I don't know. Just be careful with this whole no labels thing. If you're doing something for Valentine's Day and you've been together for 5 months, even if it's not exclusive, you're together. And think about it this way. As Alexis said, if he took another girl out for breakfast and then took you out for dinner on Valentine's Day, would you be mad? Because technically, if there's no label, he's allowed to do that.
Exactly. And that's just, and like, honestly, it's, I don't feel like it's a, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's just like a thing for you to be aware of. Like, are you going to put your emotions in this or are you not?
Right.
Because I just don't want you to get hurt.
Right.
Maya from Ohio.
Yes. I don't know. But at the end of the day, still, as I said on our last podcast, if you're just hooking up with a guy and the lingerie is for you, like you want to make it an event, make it an event. Like, yes, go do the lingerie. But the only thing about this message that concerned me, by the way, like, let's just make this very clear. It's get a yes the on the lingerie. Get the lingerie.
Absolutely.
Just completely unrelated because we care about you, Maya, and we don't want to see you get hurt.
No, we don't.
Be very, very careful with this whole, we've been a thing for 5 months, but we're not going to put a label on it thing.
I want to know. Yeah. Now I need to know everything.
I need to know everything. I get it. There's an age gap. When there's an age gap, it's really hard to put a label on things. I get it. But like, I don't know.
Still.
Sometimes you have to like either break it or say, do you like make it official because it's just too, I don't know.
It's too much. All right. Sorry, Maya. I just want to like hug you.
I know. I want to give her a hug. I love her.
I want to go to brunch.
I know. Let's go to brunch.
So much to talk about.
And don't invite your little boy toy.
Guys, just so you know, you should never invite the guy you're with to an event with your friends.
Can I please make a statement? Stop bringing your boyfriend to everything. We don't like him.
Ooh, my you don't even friend, like him?
Does he need to be at fucking everything? No. Okay? This is a time for us to just be the gals.
It's a red flag when that happens because it means your man like doesn't have
friends. He doesn't have anything else to do on a fucking Saturday night? Really?
My boyfriend would rather die than come out with
me. If you're a girl and you're thinking of bringing your boyfriend to like any sort of thing that is with your friends, okay? Please know, we don't want to meet him. We don't care about him being there. We'll meet him at a different time that's specifically designated for him to be met by us.
Because testosterone ruins the vibe.
It ruins everything. I want to talk about high school. I want to talk about having fun. And the worst is when I have to work your boyfriend into the conversation. This is not the time. Stop bringing your boyfriend everywhere. If you have one, trust me, your friends don't want to meet him at don't whatever
ask.
Event you're
just
bringing.
Just don't ask. Like, they're talking shit about you.
We're all talking shit about you. So please stop.
Just so you know. Okay, well, that was a great tangent.
Yeah.
That was completely unrelated to our caller, but it was very important.
Love you, Maya.
Public service announcement. Now, don't forget, if you want to leave us a message,
call the number, just like Maya did, and leave us a little message. 212-287-5244. 212-287-5244. Save it to your phone. Save it under like Talia and Alexis.
Or save it under your ex's number so you don't text.
That's such a smart idea. Save that number as your ex. And that way when you're drunk, you'll call us instead of him.
Iconic.
Iconic.
And if you don't want to call, you know, you don't have a phone. I mean, I don't know if that's your vibe. You can also email us at badvibes@betches.com with your needs, with your wants, with your interests.
Yeah, badvibes@betches.com. There you go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Woo! So should we get into a little game?
Obviously.
Okay. Let's play Roast It or toast it. Want to say the rules again one more time so they remember?
Of course. So roast it means fuck that. We're going to roast it. Like, what's wrong with you? And toast it means clink, clink, bitch. We love you.
Clink, clink, bitch.
Iconic.
All right. Number one. Splitting the bill with a man. What do you think?
Well, this is a very, very complicated question. Mm-hmm. The answer is no. You should not be doing that, but
very complicated answer.
I feel like the generation above ours, let's call them millennials. Mm-hmm. Since, I mean, they hate being, you know, named here, but I think they and like people above them believed that like splitting equaled equality, equaled all of that. But it doesn't actually mean equality. Or maybe it does mean equality in the moment, in that specific situation, but it does not mean equity. Because if you think about the amount of money that a man makes opposed to a woman over time and the prospects, it's always going to be more. So if you really want to do it equitably, you just shouldn't be paying for anything.
Right. There you go. That's your answer. I completely agree.
So
until there is no more gender wage gap, which there never really will be, they should be paying. I understand once you're like in a long-term relationship, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think
don't do things. You don't have to nickel and dime each other. You just like cover each other on different things. Like yeah. It's so weird when I see people who are in a relationship Venmoing each other.
Yeah.
For weird things like, oh, this one, I saw that this girl bought her boyfriend a salad and he like asked her to pay for it or something like that. Like it's, I get it. You don't. I'll cover a guy. Mm-hmm. It's if it's like our seventh date or something, whatever, and he like forgot his wallet, stuff like that. Like mm-hmm. It has to be natural and you shouldn't be thinking about it that much.
Yeah.
If you're still thinking about who's paying for things into your relationship months or years in, that's not good.
It's not good. Like I had a friend who like they were going on a second date and the guy texted her like 2 hours before and was like, just so you know, like, I hope you're good with splitting this. Like I've picked up like, or like he was like, I picked up, we can definitely, I'll definitely cover the appetizers. But when it comes to the entree, like, are you okay with splitting this? It's like, bro, like, you didn't have to text that.
How
first of all before
are you?
First of all, you didn't have to text that before. Second of all, you work at fucking Morgan Stanley. And third of all, you could have just brought that up right after you had a great date. That's not a good time for you to be bringing things up 2 hours before the date. So obviously she had to cancel.
He wanted to make a statement about women paying for things and how he was
humiliated,
tired and pissed off.
But yeah,
look, a guy shouldn't have a problem. It should never be a discussion. Okay, you shouldn't even have to feel the need to put down your card, because he should just do it and not have a problem with it because he's so excited to be there with you. Think of also all of the time and energy that goes into a woman preparing for a date. Because let's be honest, it's a lot more than a man because of beauty standards. It's because we're expected to look a certain way or else they won't like it.
Or and else they say, won't take you on a date.
Or else they won't take you on a date. And boys say all the time, oh, you don't have to wear all this makeup. You don't have to spend all this time getting ready. Like, guys like you either way. Okay, then why do I show up without makeup on and you ask if I'm sick?
Yeah.
Like, you okay, don't even know what the fuck it looks models. Like to not put in effort. They've never seen it. So it takes a lot of time for us to like get ready for this date. And usually it's also the woman who's planning ahead and thinking about these the things. Date. I can't tell you how many times a guy has like asked me on a date and then doesn't make a reservation or like doesn't think, have the foresight to think like, when is he going to be out of work? And when is he realistically actually going to meet me and pick me up and not be 30 minutes late? Like they don't think of these things. The women are always the ones behind the scenes planning it. And they're also spending a ton of time and money getting ready and doing the things that a guy would complain about if they weren't done.
Yeah. Like, so, have you seen those things where it's like women break down like their cosmetic costs for the year? Like, I'm sorry, I could buy a fucking house. Like,
do you know how much it costs?
I spent $70 today to have a woman like rip the hair off of my vagina. And like, my boyfriend won't pay for a date? Like, absolutely not. Like, that is the cost of a date. Like, please. Like, come on. I feel like you could also just add things. Like, the way I broached this conversation with my boyfriend was I like added up how much I spend on makeup, hair, clothes, but all, like everything. And I was like, until you meet this threshold, I'm not paying for anything. Like when it comes to like going to dinner and stuff like that.
Right.
Because like for like men who are hopefully financially responsible, taking on the burden of paying for dates can be like overwhelming. And that makes sense. Absolutely. But then you think about how much women have to pay to just survive. And then I think that you can be a little more empathetic.
Right. Also take into account that a woman can't just like walk home or take the subway home after the
date. That's my thing. He didn't understand that.
No, we have to take into account our safety. And there are also a lot of like expensive measures that go into being safe. A guy will just say, oh, why does a girl have to get a $40 Uber home across town?
Exactly.
She can't just take the subway or she can't like take a walk. Like, no, just take into account all of the little things that women have to do on the daily and pay for on the daily just to make our lives like livable. And then also to stay in our like feminine energy and like be feminine the way that guys like us to be, because you say that you don't care, but you do. Like
you do.
If we didn't look the way that we looked, you wouldn't like it. So in order to maintain that lifestyle, we spend a lot of money. So the least you can do is just pay for it. And honestly, if you're mad about it, that's weird and unattractive.
Go date a guy, man.
How broke are you? Just go. Like if boys love to like talk about money and use that as their point of like self
validation. Yeah, it's like, exactly. Well, I have money, you need me.
Right. Mm, men women care don't have about that a lot anymore. More typically than women do. Exactly. So if you really want to flex on us, buy us dinner. Period. Like, show me that you're the man. Buy me dinner.
Come on.
But you get what I'm saying about how a couple dates in and like or a year in, it's like just cover each other.
Point, now it's like I like we're honestly, at this point, just merged in life. Right. So, like, I'll buy groceries this week.
Right. Exactly.
Doesn't you shouldn't be thinking about it, but you should have smart conversations about it.
Right.
Next topic: blind items, roasted or toasted.
Oh my God, toasted with a giant bottle of champagne and then pour it all over me and spray
Pop
it all
that
over
fucking
me.
Bottle.
I
bitch.
Love blind items. I just learned what they were like 3 months ago.
Literally, Shannon, she taught me.
Fluently Forward, check it out. Beyond the Blinds podcast. All kinds of like that people talk about these. It's their whole life. Some people are a little obsessed to a point where it's like, okay, why do you care about other people's lives this much?
But
it's a funny little thing that I'll dedicate an hour of my week to.
Precisely.
And wait, so what are they? If you don't know.
Okay. If you don't know, a blind item is an anonymously submitted tip from someone who's apparently like in, you know, the know about different celebrities, influencers, etc. And they're often submitted. They're also often talked about like on Reddit, but they're submitted through this website called Crazy Days and Nights, which is run by this like old lawyer guy. And basically
NT. His name's NT.
Yeah.
But they call him NT Lawyer.
Because he's an entertainment lawyer.
Oh.
So they call him NT. That's not his name.
I thought it was his name.
Use those brain cells, babes. Yeah, so basically he's like the arbiter of them, and they release them like twice a year or something.
I don't know. They were released like
I
on
thought
the
they
daily.
Were released all the time too. But like Demois, for example, is an example of blind items.
That isn't blind items though, because they don't share really any gossip. It's just more like
spotted
that's outside.
True. Like, but then sometimes they'll send in emails and be like new. But then also they are being way more specific, because a blind item there will be like A-list celebrity actor, formerly child actor, is reportedly gay. And then like, but like someone on Demois wouldn't say that. They'd be like new upcoming Vogue cover is this A-list celebrity actor.
Right. And it's like, why That's do I boring. Care who's going to be on the next cover of Vogue? Like, it's kind of a flex to say, if your friends don't follow Demois and you're like at a little dinner party, this is a cool party trick. Mm. It's to be like, I bet you guys $20 that J-Lo will be on the next cover of British Vogue. And you know that a month in advance because you follow this Instagram account. Mm-hmm. But they don't. And then you win your bet.
But if your friends aren't following Demois, like honestly, great friends. Like I'm glad that they're like that normal.
I didn't follow it until a month ago.
Yeah, once you move here, you gotta
follow it. Because then you also can like submit stuff. I've never submitted anything.
Why does my boyfriend love it?
Really? He's into it?
He sits with me when we like go through. He's like, oh my God, like Ben Affleck. Like, what the fuck do you care about this? Like, what the hell? Like,
boys always say they don't care about celebrity gossip.
Yeah.
That's just like my dad. Every dad is like, fuck the Kardashians. Yeah. Like, this is such trash. Why are you watching this? And then every time it's on, he stands right in front of the TV for an hour and just with his hands on his hips watching the show.
That's how Jeff is. Interesting. Like, he knows the cast of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Like,
right.
He knows who Mary is.
Right. Like, but he'll tell you it's like ridiculous and wasting your time.
Yeah. He'll be like, can we not watch that tonight?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
You know you want to.
We're gonna watch Reunion.
But you need to check out these blind items. Get fluent in the blind items world. Mm-hmm. Because once you do, you'll never see celebrities the same.
Ever.
You'll hear us talking about how these celebrities are not actually together as publicity. It's changed my perception of every single celebrity. I mean, what else? Dude, you have no idea.
You have no idea.
How many celebrities are gay?
Okay. So many.
So many of them. You have no idea how many celebrities are not married to the people they say they are because they're gay.
I just feel like I know everything now.
No, I know more than everybody else.
Yeah,
like
precisely.
We get everyone it. Who doesn't read blind items, you're trash.
Yeah.
You don't know anything. Don't try to talk to me about pop culture because we know everything now. So my friends will like also, now it's so frustrating. I'll see my friends try to share things on their story from like People magazine. I'm like, that's
Come
not
on.
Real.
You know that's not real.
You know that's not real. None of this stuff going on is real, okay? Every single thing, it's going to add a thick layer of cynicism to every single thing you read. But trust me, you're going to love it. You're going to love this new perspective. And you're going to love telling your friends about everything that you've learned. It's fucked up, but it's so much fun. And also, an important thing to learn about blind items is that they never actually say the names of the people because of legal reasons. Mm-hmm. You can't claim that these people are doing these things in writing.
Yeah.
You have to say, for example, if you're talking about who, by the way, is addicted to pot, allegedly, which is fine, but like, same, it's just kind of okay. Weird that she like can't stop smoking pot, allegedly. If you're writing about her, you would say, this mega star from a 90s mega sitcom who played the ditzy shopper is addicted to smoking kush, blah, blah, blah. Like, they have to say all these different weird things.
So it's so fun to like decipher who you think it is. Like, right. Usually, like, you already know if it's been a blind for a long time.
Also, they like hashtag it with people that it is.
Yeah, they do. They do. But like, it could be fun to just read the blind and ask your friend who you think it is. That's a great party game. Ugh, someone should invent that.
Fun. Oh my God, it's so
Fluently
fun.
Forward, I just gave you a business idea. We love you.
Wait, no, don't give it to her. We're going to use it.
Okay.
We're going to do it. Next time, let us know if this is something you'd be interested in. What if we print out a couple of blind items?
Influencer blinds.
We could print out some influencer blind items and do a little segment sometimes where we read and we'll let you guys guess who they're about.
Okay, next.
How do we feel about group chats?
Talia, I think you know how we feel. This is how we bonded, was our hatred of a group chat
that we were added to for some reason.
Yes.
For no reason at all. We're very unhappy to be in this group chat.
I would just like to say to the ladies of this group chat, it is not personal, but what is going on?
What is wrong with you? Okay. We're in a group chat with like a zillion influencers, okay? And I joined this group chat and I still sometimes from time to time use it to ask questions about things like, why am I not verified? Does anybody have an idea for how I can get into the creator program? Anybody have a connect for me? Whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought that this group chat was going to be about. They told me that this was like a great business
in reality.
What is it in reality?
It's just about every single one of these girls, any thought throughout the entire day.
Any thought.
Any, you know, concept that they decide to question, any TikTok they find interesting.
The new episode of Euphoria, they always have a fucking book chat discussion. I don't know, what am I thinking? A book club about Euphoria?
Literally anything. Literally, like, it's just constant, like every day. And like, to me, it's like, I don't even respond to like my mom in a timely manner because I'm so busy. And it's like, do you have a job if you're texting in this group chat every single day?
They'll tell you like, oh my God, guys, I met this guy at Trader Joe's. Like, he asked me what the weather was like outside. He was so cute. Okay, anyway, like, all moving right, on.
Moving on. Like
what?
What does that have to do with me?
Why would I give a fuck? Also, I don't even know any of these people. We're not best friends.
No.
The only people, I'm not interested in the minutia of anybody's life. But if I'm going to have a group chat with anybody and tell them every little detail, wouldn't it be like my best friends that I met in person? Yeah. I've never met half of these people.
Yeah, that's my major thing. Because like,
they're going to kick us out.
Yeah, we're getting kicked out immediately. They're going to rename it too.
I know, they're going to rename it to something else.
Yeah, they are. But anyway, like, okay, I think it's group chats are a great way to network. They're a great way to get, you know, the vibe as to whatever's happening in pop culture. But like, they're not a place for me to hear about like what you cooked for dinner last night. Like, I'm not interested. Put that on your Instagram story and let's move on. Like,
right.
I'm okay. So send me the drama or send me nothing.
I'm a big believer that texting is for logistics only, okay?
I like that.
You're going to say, hey, let's meet up at this time, this place. Are you down? Yes. Or maybe a catch up after a long period of time. So I haven't seen a friend for a while. They text me. Or they're, you know, you're congratulating somebody. That. You don't like that when they text
like,
you?
I like a congrats. I like a birthday text. But I hate when it's like, how have you been? No, FaceTime me.
I don't do FaceTime. Absolutely not. That's a discussion for a whole day. I can talk a whole episode about that.
But I have to talk. Like, I have ADHD. Like, I'm not going to remember that you texted me. And
oh, I never remember
me,
like, that people texted me.
You broke up with your boyfriend. Like, come on. Like,
but I need to respond on my own time.
Yeah. Well,
that's why I text.
Well, I don't, like, I need to FaceTime because otherwise I won't respond ever.
There is a lot of people whom I have not responded to in weeks and I feel terrible about it. But that's my flaw and my process and I'm trying my best. But group chats, okay.
Roasted.
I actually really like Snapchat group chats. Have you ever
done
this?
Are you like 18?
I don't really send people pictures or receive them, but I do have a group chat with my best friends from home. There's five of them, I think. And I missed hearing about what was going on in their lives like quickly and not having to do like a whole text catch up over it, like paragraphs. So when they can tell me in the moment, this just happened, Then I get like a little photo and I can check it on my own time. Also, like I can open it later and
I like catch that. Up. I like that.
I don't have to scroll all the way through. It stops when I stop looking. You know what I mean on Snapchat?
I like that.
It saves all the photos for me for when I want to open them. Texting, group chats, it sucks because if you put it on Do Not Disturb, and a lot of people, maybe even the girls that we talked about in that group chat are going to tell me, just put it on Do Not Disturb and it won't bother you.
It's already on.
But then I miss the important shit. That's when I miss. For example, somebody in our group chat that we're both in was throwing a birthday party. Really nice girl. I would have loved to attend her birthday party and get to know her. Of course you didn't. Why would you? It's on mute. I didn't know that she was having a birthday party.
She is really nice. I really like
really nice. I, being the asshole that I am, didn't check the group chat for a week and a half. And then I suddenly had a question about some event that I was invited to the same night as her birthday party. And I,
Talia.
I know. And I sent in the group chat, is anybody going to this event? That's and somebody texted me individually and was like, it's this girl's birthday.
Not individually.
And I was like, I'm so sorry, but how the fuck would I have known that it was your birthday? I don't check this 400 chat. Messages. You think I'm scrolling through 2 weeks back? Because I don't give a fuck what you guys thought about Euphoria. I don't care what you just saw on eBay that just popped up.
That's what it is. That's what it is. It's the eBay links. Shopping it's the Poshmark links.
Oh like, my God. Who the fuck cares? Text somebody who cares. And I think there's like four of them in that group chat. Who give a fuck? So go and do that. One. They're such nice girls, but like I literally don't give a fuck what shoes they just bought. So I would love to attend these birthday parties, but I won't hear about the birthday parties. And I always say like there are important things that happen in a group chat that you miss if you go on Do Not Disturb. But if you want to catch those things, you have to be reading every single one, which I don't know how anybody has the time to do. What if my friend texted like, I'm pregnant and I missed it in the group chat because we're doing the group chat thing now. And then how would I ever...
Like the amount of logistics, like I just zoned out.
I would never know these big events. Yeah. I also miss the group plans when somebody texts and says, hang out.
So yeah, if you want to post your little thrifting moments, make a thrifting chat.
Right.
You know? If you want to talk about influencer shit, like we need defined topics.
That's
like,
a good solution.
My boyfriend and his friends all have, they have 20 group chats. One's about running. One's about money. One's about crypto. Like they just keep it compartmentalized. That's and that's smart. What I would like to do with
and
this,
I could join girls. Some and not join others.
Exactly. Because like, what if you care about running and not crypto?
Right. I'd love to have a group chat. That's why I joined up, this group chat. Sure. I did not want any new friends. I wanted to hear
the drama.
Not even drama. I wanted to hear knowledgeable takes on social media career. They have a lot of really good advice. I don't want to be
good at it.
They're really good at this. These girls, they're really good. I don't want to be kicked out of the group chat necessarily because I want these resources and I want to get to know them, but I don't need to know about their parking spot at Trader Joe's. And I don't need to know the face wash that they just bought. I just want to get to know them, period. Can we just fucking go to dinner? Like, why do we have to text all day in this thing?
I agree.
It's so weird.
So ladies, once you've heard this, text us. Don't love kick you. Us out of the group chat. I love a lot of you. Like a lot.
I love a lot of them. I mean, I don't think I dislike any of them. I just don't need these details.
So group chats, roasted or toast.
Oh my God, a hard roast.
Hard roast.
Fuck you guys. Seriously.
Love you though. That's like the theme of the podcast.
Yeah. Fuck you, but love you.
Yeah. All right, that's it for this episode of Bad Vibes. We really hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, keep listening anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Just make sure to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you are listening. And if you want to send us an email, you can send them to badvibes@betches.com or you can leave us a message on the Bad Vibes hotline by calling 212-287-5244 with any concerns that you have.
Any.
But yeah, do make sure to rate us 5 stars.
Please do.
And if you want to leave a little review, if you're angry, it's so much funnier if you leave a review in our DMs. Okay? Because then we get a notification.
My DM today was so mean.
Can we sign off with that?
Can we sign off with my really mean DM? Okay, so guys, this woman DM'd me and I have a feeling she like knows me because she like hit on all my pain points. Like she was like going hard today.
Does her account have followers?
No, like it's a 0 followers, 0 posts. Doesn't follow me. It's like one of those.
It's someone you know.
She created a burner just to do this. Mm-hmm. So I posted about the Super Bowl yesterday about how where are the stylists? Because everyone on the stage look a hot mess. That's simply correct. I mean, there was no coordination. The blacks weren't matching. Like, you all looked a mess on that Super Bowl stage. Like, great show, I guess. But, like, there was no styling. Someone said, shut the fuck up. Someone needs to humble your ass. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. You're always unhappy when black people are thriving or always in her. Oh, I mean, I think that the rest of my mean DMs would say quite the opposite about my relationship to the black community. Go fix your crusty pimple face. I would like, do you see any pimples on my face?
You look glowing.
I mean, I certainly don't.
Gorgeous.
So, and your frizzy fro never tamed. Oh.
Don't see any of that either.
So, you know, I'm curious. Then she went into my childhood trauma. She said, I grew up in a dump with my mom, had 18 kids. With your 5 minutes of fame lurking in tech, you can buy $200 Jordans. All right. That was a lot. Okay. What? All right. I do have 7 siblings. Love all of them. I do work in tech and I can't afford $200 Jordans. So I'm not sure what you're trying to get at there. Anyway, it sounds like you have a penis in your throat. Sincerely, a black woman. Thank you very much.
That last part was her.
There's no fucking way a black woman would say that to me. And also because black people capitalize black.
Also, oh yeah, oh my God, that's a good point.
Like a black woman would never say this to me. Like she would.
It has to be someone you
know. A black woman would just unfollow me like a normal person.
But also, why did it bother this person that all you said was you didn't like the Super Bowl halftime outfits? That's
exactly.
All. Why does that affect anybody?
It doesn't affect, and it was simply the truth.
If you get so mad about a subjective comment like that over something as trivial
but
as
then you had to attack me on every level, like
that's
really,
what I'm saying.
Like
they got so pissed off about something that had nothing to do with them that that's what set them off into this rampage.
I really wanted to respond and be like, okay, like say it with your chest then, bitch. Like send it to me on your real account. Cause clearly you know a lot about me from this one message to not follow me.
Right.
Like please, Jesus Christ. So, you know, yeah, that was a crazy thing to wake up to at 7 a.m.
All right, well, you'll respond and more on that next week.
More on our response next week.
All right, good.
Thanks for listening, babes.
You didn't plug your
social. Oh, my social is just my name, at Alexis Barber. Don't DM me any mean shit.
Oh, you can DM me all the mean shit. I'll just read it online and
we'll,
not cover
we'll drag
up
you.
Name.
If you feel the need to drag someone on social, like through the DMs, you deserve to be dragged for
it. I'm just Tali Lickstein. That's it. All right.
Don't forget, no one on the internet is safe.
Bad Vibes is a Betches Media production. The podcast is produced and edited by Sean Kilby. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to leave us a voicemail at 212-287-5244 or send your emails to badvibes@betches.com.
Betches.